Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder, let's finish us together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Mem Aleph, and we left off at the top of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, at the words Uvachosar Kol. I think the second word on the page. That's where we left off. Right? Is that correct? Good. Uvachoser kol, says the Gemara, when you're going to go into Galus, so you're going to go into Galus, no? You don't think I did the bottom? I did it quickly. I thought I did it. Okay. Did we or we didn't? We did it. Yeah, I definitely did it. Yeah, we did it. Yeah. So, uvachoser kol, you're going to be lacking everything in Galus. What's everything? I'm a Rav. Beloner uvelo shulchan, just like we said before, that when Yecheskel went into Galus, so he took a candle, he took a shulchan, so you're going to be without a candle, without a shulchan. Rav Chista Amar, when you're missing everything, below Isha. You don't have a wife. So the Mefarshim say over here that when you're in Galus and when you have Tsaris, so if you have a wife, so you have somebody to talk it over with, she'll give you chizuk, she'll give you comfort. So even when things are bad, so it's like, mamish, you're lacking everything. Below Isha, Rav Sheshi Samar, below Shamash. You won't have somebody to serve you. Rav Nachman Amar, below Deya. When you're in Galus, so you don't have any Da'as. Tana, we learned it, because when you're on the run, you don't have your head straight. Tana, below Melach, below Revav, without salt, without oil. Once we're on the topic of Da'as, how important knowledge is, wisdom, Da'as. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai Naktinan, we paskin. We have a tradition. Ein ani ela bedeya. Real poverty is not poverty for money. That's one kind of poverty. But the poverty that's even worse than a poverty of the money is a guy who has no das. Yeah, you don't understand. You don't have understanding of life. You don't have das. That's the real poverty. Like we said before, that the Rav Nachman said that that the biggest problem is going into Galus is that you're not going to have Das. Now, Avram Fried wrote a famous song to the next line of Gemara. But first, a good morning to Mordechai, to Jeremy, to Avi, to Chana Chanach, Dr. Joe, Yitzchak Yosef, Mazel Tov on Yitzchak Yosef's granddaughter getting engaged, Mazel Tov, to Harav Eliezer Dov, to Gershon Eitan, Tzvika, and Shlomo David. Says the Gemara, B'ma'arava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to have the following saying about Da'as. Dida bay, kula bay. If you have this, you have everything. Delo da bay, ma bay. And if you don't have this, meaning if you don't have knowledge, if you don't have wisdom, then you have nothing. Da kani, if you acquire knowledge, ma chaser, you're not lacking anything. Da lo kani, if you don't acquire knowledge, ma kani, what have you acquired? Now, why do you need a double language over here? What's the difference in the first half and the second half? So, the Achronim say, first the Karen Ora says, that there's some wisdom and knowledge that you're born with. Your IQ, you're born with a certain amount. But that's only half the ballgame. You could actually acquire knowledge. You might be given, gifted a certain amount of knowledge, but if you don't go and acquire knowledge, so then you're lacking on a lot of what you could really accomplish in this life. And a person shouldn't think, just because I'm born at this level of knowledge, that means that's the level of knowledge I have in life. If you work and you work hard, you can get smart. You can get smarter. You can work at yourself and acquire more knowledge. That's the double language, according to the Karen Ora. The Marsha says that there is knowledge in spiritual matters and knowledge in physical matters, both areas. A person needs to acquire knowledge. You have to have knowledge about how to be in business or how to take care of your body. So those things are knowledge that you accomplish. But there's also knowledge in spirit. That's why the double language. And the Eitz Yosef writes, similar to the Karen Ora, the Eitz Yosef says, some people are born with knowledge, but if you're not born with knowledge, then you could acquire it. Similar kind of a pshat. Let's continue.
Let me go further, though, to say that if you haven't acquired it, anything else that you acquire is not worth anything.
Right, because you can't keep it. You're going to lose it. If you don't have knowledge, you're going to lose it. Good. Amar Rabbi, I'm sorry. Amar Rabbi Alexandria Mechib Rava, Ein hachola omid mecholyo achemochon lo akol avonosa. A person's sick and he gets better he has mechila on all his sins. It must be that he had mechila. Shneimar, pasuk says, Hasolech l'chal avonaychi. First, we give you slicha on your sins. Harofe l'chal tachluaychi. And after you get mechila on your sins, you're gonna get refuah. Why is this? Because when a person, so the Meiri writes, when a person is sick, he does tshuva. Gets you to do tshuva when you're sick. If you want to get better, so you do tshuva. So that's why you get mechilas avonos. Others say, the Maharal writes that every chola, you know, loses, he becomes like a new person. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates him to give him back his health, he becomes like a new person. So he gets mechilas avonos. Rav Hamnuna Omar, chozer limei alumav. When a person is sick and he gets healed, he gets stronger than he was before the illness. He goes back to his days of youth. Shneimar, rutfash pasagani of Bisaro, minoar, yoshev limei alumav. He goes back to the days of his youth.
Maybe it's like, in the Torah talked about Sarah, said the three things said, you know, that even though she was old, she was like somebody who was...
Sarah was old, but she was young.
Maybe here, because they just talked about forgiveness. They forgive them for his sins, they went back to his youth, where you have no sins before.
Right, exactly, right. Many of the Achron put these two statements together, right, that you get forgiven, so you go back to your youth like you didn't have sins. Right, you go back to your youth because once we say you got forgiven for your sins, so you're back like your youth that way, correct. Kol mishkavo hafachta b'chol yo, pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Rav Yosef Lomar de Mishakach Limudo. Your bed gets turned up on its head, meaning all the things that are organized in your mind. That's what it means. Your bed gets turned on its head. Shemishakach Limudo. When you get sick, you forget your learning. And here's the famous Gemara, Rav Mordechai's favorite Gemara in all of Shas. Here we go. Here it is, the famous Gemara. We've learned about this so many times already. When you get sick, you forget your learning. Rav Yosef Chalash. Rav Yosef got sick. Yaakov Leili Mude, when he got sick, he forgot all of his learning. Ahadre Abaye Kamei. So Abaye, every time they would be somewhere together, and Rav Yosef would say, I never heard of that. Abaye said, what do you mean you never heard of it? You taught it to me. You taught it to me. And he kept on returning all of his learning to him. That's why we see all over Shas. Amar of Yosef, Lo Shmili Adoshmaita. I never heard this teaching. Amale Abaye, Atam Risani Alon. What do you mean, Rebbe? You taught this to me. And he gradually, slowly retaught him all the learning that Rav Yosef had taught him. Umeham Astisam Risani Alon. It's from this Brisa we prove this. And the Gemara tells another story about this, not only about Rav Yosef, maybe this is a little bit less known, but about Rebbe. Rebbe was thinking about 13 different ways of teaching the Mishnayos. Rebbe was the one who organized all the Mishnayos. He was the editor. And he was thinking about 13 ways to do it. He taught Rabbi Chiya 7 of the versions of the Mishnah. Lesof, Chalash Rebbe, he got sick and he forgot his learning. Ahad Rabbi Chiya Kamei, Hanu Shiva Api Da'agmarei. So Rabbi Chiya retaught Rebbe the 7 ways of learning the Mishnayos that Rebbe had taught him. But Shisa Azdu, but 6 of them were lost because he forgot them. He had only taught Rabbi Chiya 7 of them, but 6 of them were lost. Says the Gemara, Abahu Katsar, there was a certain laundry guy, a laundromat owner, a certain cleaners, lived next door to Rebbe. Havishmila the Rebbe could have a garislay. He lived next door to Rebbe's base manager, and he would always hear Rebbe reviewing the Mishnayos. So while the guy was doing his laundry, he heard the other 6. Azo Rabbi Chiya v'gomer yason kamekatsra. So Rabbi Chiya went and he sat by this cleaners, and the laundry guy taught him the other 6 sections of Mishnayos that Rabbi Chiya didn't know. V'asa v'ada yason kamei Rebbe. And then Rabbi Chiya went back to Rebbe and taught him the other 6 stars that he didn't know. When Rebbe would see that cleaners, Amalei Rebbe would say to him, Ata Asisa Osiv Eschia. You made me, and you made Chia. You made me, right? Like the Mefarshim say, Hanefesh Asher Asu B'Charan, right? Avram and Saraf. What do you mean they made these people in Haran? They converted them. They gave them Yiddishkeit. You give somebody Torah, you give them life. You made me. You made me into a person. I was nothing. I had no knowledge. I lost all my Torah knowledge because of you. This cleaners, you gave me the last six sections I didn't know. You made me. Unbelievable.
What do we understand by these 13 different versions? Are they different guesses or?
I don't know. Yeah, 13 different explanations, I think. I think 13 different ways of learning every Mishnah. 13 different pshatim. Yeah. I think so.
Tosfos says that pshat.
That 13...
Tosfos... Tosfos... Yigimu panim shalachos mishnah. Shalachos mishnah.
Yeah. Right. The Maharal says the difference... Oh, and the Gemara says, Ikadam, we somehow had a slightly different version of this. Hakin kamalei. Ata asisa eschia v'chia asa usi. You made Chia and Chia made me. So the Maharal says there's an afkamina lahalacha whether or not Rebbe said that the Koves made me or the Koves made Chia and Chia made me. What's the difference in halacha? According to the first language, Rebbe is considered to be a Talmud of the Koves. So he's chayv and is covered because he's his Rebbe. Right? Because Rebbe Chia, right? Rebbe Chia was a shliach for the Koves. And therefore Rebbe said, you made me. However, according to the second Lashon, Rebbe only got it from him indirectly. He's not considered to be his Talmud. Interesting. Now, a couple things about this. Like I said, I'm warning you, I was in the car for a long time yesterday. So first of all, when it says that a chola gets healed from his illness, so the Ran says physically he becomes stronger. But the Mefarish, what's called Rashi here, says no. Like Dr. Joe said, he becomes like a baby. That he's lo tam tam chet. It means beruchnis, he becomes like a young child. Now, comes along the Brisker Rav. And you could blame Rabbi Rosner for whatever Torah you're going to hear today from me. But the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says there is a halacha that a person. So the Gemara here talks about when you're sick, you forget you're learning. You forget you're learning. So Brisker Rav says there's a halacha that a person's not allowed to forget his learning. Now, if you learn Daf Yomi, so this is a very scary halacha. There's even a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, "Hashaycheach dover echad mi limudo mischayev benafsho." If you say no, it says "Hashaycheach dover echad mi mishnaso." Mischayev benafsho. Person who forgets one word of his learning says, me mishnaso, so he's mischayev benafsho. So the Brisker Rav writes on his commentary on Parshas Veschanan. It says in the Pasuk in Shema, V'ayu advar me'el ha'shenochi mitzavcha yom al levavecha. Kosvei, uncle says in the Pasuk, kosvei al luach libecha. What you learn, it's got to be in your heart. You're not allowed to forget it. So the question is, how could that be? The Mishnah says, if you forget your Chayav Misa. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says, if you look carefully at the words, it's mi mishnaso. What does that mean? It means during the time when Torah Sheba Al Peh was oral, and Rebbe was teaching students, if you forgot something, that piece of Torah would have been lost in the entire world forever. So that's why you Chayav Misa. It doesn't mean that nowadays, now, once, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, once the Mishnayos were written down, once they closed them, so then... If you forget something, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa. What are you Chayiv Misa for? Just go open it up in the Mishnah. You can learn it again. You're not Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa meant during that time period where the Torah was passed down orally, if you would forget something and not give it on to the next generation, that piece of Torah would be lost from all of Yiddishkeit forever. So says the Brisker Rav. And similarly, Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his commentary to Parshas Baloscha, quotes a Gemara in Temur Daf Tezayin, that as when Moshe was ready to die, he asked Yeshua, you have any questions for me? I'm about to die. So you have any questions? Yeshua says, what do you mean? You wrote about me in the Torah, lo yomash mitocha oel. I was with you every step of the way. I heard every single thing you heard. I don't have any kashas. I know exactly what you knew. Says the Gemara, right away what happened? Yeshua forgot 3,000 halachas, and he had 700 shailas, and Klal Yisrael wanted to kill him. That's what it says over there in the Gemara and Tumuris. So the question is, what do you mean? Yeshua says he didn't forget anything. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says he forgot one thing he didn't know. Moshe Rabbeinu succeeded in teaching Yeshua everything except for one thing, that there's something called Niskatnu Adoros, that you can't know every single thing from the previous generation. There's something called the generations as you get further away from Har Sinai, so we know less and less. So Yeshua, even though he didn't have any kashas, he should have realized that there's going to be something lacking. So the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught it to him is that he forgot all these halachas, that he should know that there's stuff that he's got to ask. Just because he thinks he heard everything, it doesn't mean that he knows everything. It doesn't mean he knew it exactly like the Rebbe. So that's the way that, that's Niskatnu Adoros. And the Gemara says there that Osniel ben Kenaz retaught all those halachas that Yeshua forgot from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Moshe kibbutz Torah Sinai, who Masara li Yeshua, he gave it over to Yeshua. But we can't think that we know exactly what they knew. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Alexandri Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Gadol Nes Shanasa L'chola. The miracle that happens to a chola is a greater miracle, Yosef and Anes Shanasa L'chanan Mishol V'Azariah, than being saved from the fiery furnace, Chanan Mishol V'Azariah. Chanan Mishol V'Azariah, Eshel Hedyot. That was a fire that was started by a human being. V'akol Yichon L'chabosa, anybody could extinguish a fire of a human being. But Shalchola, V'Shalchola, but when you have fever, who put that fever into you? The Rabbona Shalom. That's his fire. Shel Shamayim Hi, Umi Yochol L'chabosa. So it's a bigger miracle. The Maharsha says, who cares that it's a bigger miracle? So the Maharsha says, the nafkamin is that you got to daven very much that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should heal somebody who's sick, because you need this bigger siyata d'shmaya. And also, if he gets healed from being sick, it's a bigger thank you than being saved from a burning building. So you have to daven to thanks. I'm Rabbi Alexander, I'm Rabbi Chibar, I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. When a person's end comes, when it's time for a person to die, Hakol Moshlimbo, Hashem has a lot of ways that he could knock you off. If it's your time to go, so everybody in the world, every single thing in the world, every step that you take could be something that could finish you off. Shneamar, like Kayin says, after he was cursed by Hashem, Vayo Kol Motz Ayarguni, anybody who finds me is going to kill me. And the Gemara tells two stories that illustrate this. Rav Amar Min, well, first, Rav Amar Min Hadikra, Rav different pasuk, L'mishpatecha Amdu Ayom Ki Akol Avodecha. Once I have my mishpat, once I have my gzara din that I have to die, everybody becomes your servant to kill me. The Gemara tells two stories about this. Rabba Bar Shela Amrule, they told Rabba Bar Shela the following story. Shachiv Gavra Gavoa, a tall guy, very, very tall guy died. How'd he die? Havirachiv Girdona Zutra. He was riding a very short mule. Mata Titur, they came to a bridge. Istavit, the mule started convulsing. Vishadiyah, and the mule chucked the tall guy off on the bridge. Vikashakir, the guy went into the water and died. Kari al Nafshe, Rabba Bar Shela said about this incident the following pasuk, L'mishpatecha, Amdu Hayom. When it's your time, it's your time. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even you think you're doing the safest thing ever. That's what they say. Why was it a tall? That's the Mefarshim Sevier. Why was it a tall guy on a short? The guy should have been very stable. He was a tall guy on a short mule. His feet probably could have reached the ground. He was stable. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch arranged the convulsions. If it's your time, it's your time. Har b'shluchim l'makom. Another story. Shmuel chazi lahu akraba. Unbelievable story. Shmuel saw a scorpion. Yasiva al akrokta of Avra Nahara. Now, the Mefarshim say over here that a scorpion can't swim. So Shmuel saw a scorpion riding on top of a frog to cross the river because the scorpion can't swim. He rode on the frog. On the other side of the river, Tarka Gavra, the scorpion bit somebody on the other side of the river. Umayis, Kari Alei, Shmuel, quote the pasuk, L'mishpatech, Amdu Ayom. You see, it took the frog to take the scorpion over the river because the scorpion can't swim, so the scorpion had to bite somebody on the other side. Amar Shmuel. Now, it's interesting, we see Shmuel a lot of times in the Gemara is about healing. Rabbi Rosner said in the name of his father that Shmuel was a doctor. That's why he wasn't called Rab Shmuel, because he never got smicha, because he spent all of his time healing everybody. He was a doctor. He even quoted beautiful, this is a really beautiful idea, he quoted that the Shmuel says in one place, you'll see all these Gemaras about healing is a lot about Shmuel, right here. But Shmuel was a doctor. The Gemara says, Shmuel says in one place that I know the streets of Naradai, like I know the Shvilei Derekia. I know the patterns of the constellations in the heavens, like I know the streets of Naradai. So Rabbi Razan is, so the Mefarshim asked, why do you have to say that? I mean, let him just say, I know the Shvilei Derekia. Why do you have to say, I know the Shvilei Derekia, like I know the streets of Naradai? So he said, because a Hatzalah guy has to know the streets. Hatzalah guy, you have to know the way to get to people, right? Even with ways, you got to know what is the surest direction. So Shmuel was a doctor. He was always spent all his time helping everybody. He knew the streets of Naradai. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, why is that in the Gemara? Because a doctor needs to know the streets. Because a doctor needs to know how to get to places. He has to know, these guys, they know how to get. And you have to know where to get when the streets are blocked. How do you get around to get somewhere? So that's why Shmuel, the doctor, said, I know the streets of heaven like I know the streets of Naradai. Because it was teaching us that a doctor needs to know the streets of Naradai. Unbelievable. Anyway, Amar Shmuel. Ein mevaken esachol elamishal chotzas ochama. You're only allowed to be mevaken chol if the guy has fever. Lafuke mai. Which illnesses should you not a visit? Lafuke hadesanya. This comes to exclude the following brace. Rabbi Yosef ben Pirta Omer. B'shem melezer ein mevaken lochol meayim lochol ha'ayim v'lom b'chush ha'rosh. Don't visit somebody who's got diarrhea, and not a guy who's pained in his eyes, and not headaches. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Acholim Ayayim Mishum Kisuf. I understand why a guy who's got diarrhea or some kind of illness that he's always going to the bathroom. So he's embarrassed. He's going to have to leave you in the middle to go to the bathroom. El Acholim Ayayim Mukhid Yerosh Ma'ayim Mishum Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda, Dibur Akashil Eino Ma'al Ishta. Speaking to somebody is good for a fever, but it's bad for a headache, and it's bad for the pain in the eyes. So speaking to him is bad, so don't go visit him. Says Shulchan Aruch, but you could go outside his room, just don't go talk to him. Go see if you can help him out. Amar Rav, hi, Ishta. Fever, ilav, de parvanka, de malach, de mosa. If not for the fact that it could kill you, male, it would actually be good for you. Kichizul adikla. Fever does some good things for you, like branches that are good for the dekel tree, for the date palm tree, that it protects it. So fever also protects you, that nobody comes near you, and nobody can hurt you. Chad l'flas in yomen. So if it comes once every 30 days, it's a good thing. Ki tairaiki lagufa. It's actually not a bad thing for the body. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak disagrees. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, do me a favor. Don't do me any favors with fever. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, lohi velo tairaike. I'd rather not have it, and I'll be moichel on whatever benefits you think you can have. Okay. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Chiel, arsen yafal lechol lerfuaso. This food called arsen is good for healing. My arsen, what is this food? Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Amar Rabbi Chiel. I'm sorry, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Chushla desari atikta. Peels of barley that are old, deresh nafia, that come out first in the sifting process. Amar Abaye, bayon bishula ke'ein bisur de Torah. And you have to cook them very, very much, like ox meat, which needs a lot of cooking. Rav Yosef Amar, smide de sari atikta, it's flour of old barley, deresh nafia, that comes out first in the sifting process. Amar Abaye, bayon bishula ke'ein bisur de Torah. And you have to cook it like the meat of an ox. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Bordov. So the Mefarish says that it means a person has an illness of diarrhea. The Ran says it means he's flowing blood out of him all the time. Bordov, Ein Mevakrin, don't visit him. V'ein maskir in shmo. Don't even mention the illness. Some of the Farshim say that there's certain illnesses when you mention them. So I think the Ben Yoyada says that certain illnesses when you mention them, so it gets worse, because the angel that's in charge of that illness hears his name and gets all excited and starts making it worse. So certain illness you don't mention. That's why, maybe that's why people say that you don't want to say cancer, right? You say yena machla. You don't say it. So boredom, ein mevakrin, don't visit the guy, v'maskir in shmo, don't mention the name of the illness. My time up. Why don't visit the guy? Because he's constantly pouring out diarrhea, or he's constantly pouring out blood, so it's embarrassing. Because he's constantly flowing bores, like a bore. He's constantly flowing blood. Boredom, like a pit of blood. Now, back to the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah we said that if I swear not to get any benefit from you, or I swear you can't get any benefit from me, I'm allowed to heal you. But not your animal. Says, what does the Mishnah mean? I'm allowed to do refuas ha-nefesh, but not refuas mamon. So first the Gemara thinks it means, that I'm allowed to heal you for free, but I'm not allowed to take money. So it should say that. Listen, that's not what it means. Ella, refuas nefesh, that means gufo. I'm allowed to heal you because that's a mitzvah of hashavas aveda. It's for the mitzvah and not for your benefit. So that's mutter, even though you get benefit. But refuas mamon, behemto, that's your animals. Why? Because somebody else could do it. We're talking about a case where there's somebody else that could do it. For the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So therefore, and by the way, if there is nobody else, so the Ran says, if there is nobody else, then you are allowed to do it. But here, I have a mitzvah to do it, to heal you, even if there is nobody else. Even if there is somebody else, I still have a mitzvah, and therefore, I'm allowed to do that. Even though I'm not allowed to heal your animal, I will omer lo, if there is somebody else, I will omer lo, I can say, sam ploni yafalo, sam ploni ralo. This is a good medicine that you could use. Now, so over here, so there's, so the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos, on this Mishnah, the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos writes, that the source that a doctor is a mitzvah for a doctor to heal you is from the pasuk of Vahashivosolo. Based on the Rishonim here, the Rambam says Vahashivosolo. That if there's a mitzvah to return a guy's lost object, Kal v'chomer there's a mitzvah to return his health to him. So everybody asks against the Rambam, the Torah Tumim and the Maariv Chayes. They ask against the Rambam. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samech Amud Beis. The Gemara in Bava Kama says, V'rapo yirape. Mikan shenitne rishus l'rope l'rafos. Why is he quote the pasuk Vashivoslos in Beferish Gemara and Bava Kama? V'rapo yirape. Mikan shenitne rishus l'rope l'rafos. If you look at Rashi and Bava Kama over there, why does a rofe need rishus l'rafos? You might have thought that it's usher for a doctor to heal somebody. Why is it usher for a doctor? Hashem made him sick and you're healing him. You're going against Hashem. Hashem said he should be sick. Why are you healing him? So you might think that it's usher. So Rashi says that's why you need to put Rabbi Rabbis here for Shus. And Taisa says over there, maybe a doctor, you would have thought a doctor is allowed to heal if I punch you in the face, so I made you sick. So then you might have think a doctor is allowed to do that. But if Hashem gave you fever, that's not me. Hashem did it. So you would think that you're not allowed to do it. So that's why you need the pasuk. Virapo yirape, a doctor is allowed to do it. So says the Torah to Mima, why does the Rambam not quote that pasuk? Because the Rambam said the Gemara in Bava Kama, that's the doctor has permission to heal you. Permission. You would think he doesn't have permission because Hashem made you sick. He's not allowed to do it. Kamash Malon, you have permission. But this Mishnah teaches you, this Pasuk of the Rambam quotes Vahashivosolo, and it's a mitzvah. There it says you have permission. Here you see even more. That's what the Torah Tamima says, that you have, it's a mitzvah. And the Maariv Chayes just leaves it as a tzarachi, and he says the Rambam is difficult. Why is the Rambam quote this Pasuk of Hashavas Aveda and not Verapa Yerape? But the Torah Tumimah says it's a mitzvah. And one other point. Unbelievable Ramban in the end of Bechukosai. The Ramban in the end of Bechukosai says it's usher to go to doctors. It's usher to go to doctors. Unbelievable. What do you mean it's usher to go to doctors? Because if you believed in Hashem, Hashem's going to heal you. So some want to quote from here a raya that it's usher to go to doctors. What does it mean? So most of the Rishonim say, no, the Ramban never meant that. He never meant to say it's usher to go. He put all the doctors out of business. No, he never meant that. It means, if you read the Ramban carefully, it means during the time period when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and you go to the Urim V'Tumim, and people knew that when you got an illness, it was to teach you a certain message. So then it was also to go to doctors. But nowadays that we have no more Nevuah, we lost the Nevuah in the past, of course you have to go to doctors. It's a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to go to doctors. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer, Avadi Yosef, they say. The Ramban is talking about a time where there's Nisim Guluyim, there was miracles in the Beis HaMikdash every day. So go to the Urim V'Tumim. But Bizman HaZeh, the Ramban never intended that. Bizman HaZeh, there's a mitzvah to go to doctors, and you have to go to the doctors. And a person should not think, oh, I'm just going to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's going to heal him. And the Tzitz Eliezer writes that if a person doesn't want to go to the doctor, you have to tell him he's crazy. You got to go to the doctor. You got to get healed. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be healed. Okay, last Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. V'rochetzimo bambati gedola. If I say you can't get any benefit out of me, I'm allowed to go into a bath with you. It's large, because then my going into the bath isn't going to affect you. I have a low biktana, but in the small bath, if I go into the bath, it's going to cause the water level to go up, and you're going to get more pleasure from it. V'yashinimo b'mita. I'm allowed to sleep with you in the same bed. Rabbi Yehuda explains, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'mos hachama, in the summertime, you don't get anything about me being in the same bed. But in the wintertime, the fact that somebody else in the bed keeps it warmer, so you're benefiting from me. We're allowed to eat on the same couch. We're allowed to eat together on the same table. We're not worried that I'm going to feed you. But we can't eat from the same plate, because if I leave over stuff, that's going to be for you. But if it's a large plate that's going to go back to the balabayas, so then I'm not leaving anything over for you. Even though milchigs and fleishigs, we can eat on the same table, but there, here we're not worried. If I'm mudar hanah from you, so I don't like you so much, so we're not worried that I'm going to feed you. Or let's say Pesach, so you're not allowed to have chametz on the same table. You're allowed to have chametz on the same table because I'm not worried that you're going to mix it. Because it's chametz. People are scared of chametz, and some say people are scared of nadarim, so we're not worried you're going to eat together. But if it's from the same plate, so then you can't do it. Tanya went to the Braisa, lo yichatz imo bambati. You're not allowed to wash in the same bathhouse as the guy, lo yishnimo b'mita. Bein gedola, bein katana, whether it's a big bed or a small, and divra meir. Rabbi Omer, gedola, b'mos hagshamim. If it's a big bed, that's, in the wintertime, it's got to be big, so you're not going to benefit from my heat. But in a small bed, we're allowed to be together in the same bed, even in the summertime, because I don't get any benefit. I'm allowed to wash with him in a large bathhouse, because I don't get any benefit. But in the Shvitz, then we're allowed to go in together, even in a small one. We're allowed to eat on the same table. I'm not worried I'm going to feed you. But not from the same plate, because then I'm going to eat my leftovers. But if it's a big plate that the leftovers are going to go back to the balabais, then it's not a problem. If the leftovers are going back to the balabais, so then we're not worried about it, because you're not going to eat my leftovers, so I'm not worried about you getting hanah from me. Everybody should have a wonderful day.